My name is Judith Mock, and this is a poem of mine called Today, after Leo Tolstoy. Within the mystery of dawn, a field feeds me a thought. To name all of them in different languages, when they move, drenched in dew. Marcassin, javali, wild boars, everzwijn, shifting as a pack swiftly to the wisps of scent from apple to nut tree. It could be somehow a choreography. What a fool I have been till today, not to see, not to hear what there was to be. In the land of the troubadour, I write a landscape in the morning. Up the mountain, dogs follow me where I follow ancient footprints. I know the alphabet, but they know it all. These dogs' soft snouts, loud talk, barks. And back I go to a village where cats bask in my warm shadow to purr. What a fool I have been till today, not to see, not to hear what there was to be had. In the afternoon we speak other to others, while we work to harvest. The earth hums along, fat on its offerings. Chestnuts, grapes, olives, quinces stain our hands. Much more is waiting in these woods. Mushrooms spread under trees that stand to grow on for centuries. People come together, a basket full of pickings on their arm. The early autumn darkness blotting out their whispers. Nothing but a smothered gasp when a white deer struts by, making for history. During breaks, we eat the homemade cakes sitting on the fairy ground. The dream of ferns and poisonous snakes, the myth of the mind takes shape. An eagle waits for me, for no one, at his regular spot. He rises up and suddenly there are three. When I look up, they form a pattern I can't decipher. They honor my eyes. What a fool I have been till today, not to be able to read what was written, to spell reality. At night, I spy on the dark. When lightning hits, I see some natural time. The speed of the bat is the speed of the falling stars caught in the claws of our artificial wishes. Not like the owl, who claws his prey in midair, displaying its own blitzkrieg. What a human fool I have been, not to be able, but for today, to feel love. I wrote this poem in France when I was working on a book in the south of France, and I was surrounded by farmers, and I would work in the morning, and in the afternoon they asked me to come and harvest quinces and nuts and all sorts of things with them. And I suddenly reminded myself of Tolstoy, who used to work in the fields after he had written, and I am a great, great admirer of Tolstoy. He's one of my favorite writers. And I loved the balance between the writing and the harvesting and being in nature for hours in the afternoon. It was a completely new experience for me, and that's how this poem came about.